This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Police in Chongqing are on the hunt for an armed robber accused of gunning down a police officer yesterday. The suspect is believed to be Zhou Kehua. He's the prime suspect in the murder of 9 different people since 2004. 42-year-old's M.O. is to target people withdrawing money from banks. Zhou has a 5.4 million yuan bounty on his head. Sunday's murder of a police officer in Chongqing follows the murder of another person on Friday. That victim in Friday's attack is one of 3 people shot while withdrawing money from an ATM. Xinjiang has been rattled by a sizable earthquake. 6.2 magnitude quake hit the western Hotan region of Xinjiang shortly before 7 last night. Hit at a depth of around 30 kilometers, meaning the seismic tremors were not that strong on the surface. No casualties have been reported. The initial quake has been followed by at least 2 moderate aftershocks. It's been a shakeup at the top of the Egyptian hierarchy. Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi has removed military chief Hussein Tantawi. He's being replaced by 58-year-old Abdel El Sese. Sese had been the head of Egypt's Northern Division forces. Tantawi and his deputy, who have been forced into retirement, officially remain on as advisors to Mohamed Morsi. At the same time, the Egyptian president has lifted Mahmoud Mekki, a former judge, to the post of vice president. At least 6 militants have been killed in assaults by the Egyptian army in the Sinai Peninsula. Militants have been killed in raids in a village near the North Sinai provincial capital of El Arish. The killings come as part of a broader security sweep being conducted by the Egyptian military following a militant attack just over a week ago, which left 16 border guards dead. The security situation in the Sinai has been deteriorating since the fall of Hosni Mubarak. The Sinai region has long been a hotbed of smuggling. Region is where Israel, Gaza, and Egypt meet. Arab League foreign ministers have postponed a meeting about Syria, which was supposed to take place in Saudi Arabia today. No reason has been given for the delay. Foreign ministers had been slated to discuss the selection of a new envoy to replace Kofi Annan. UN monitoring mission in Syria, which involves 150 observers right now, is due to expire in less than a week. UN Security Council is set to discuss the possible continuation of that mission on Thursday. Russia has been calling for an extension of the mission. The United States, though, has been expressing skepticism about its support for the UN monitoring. The U.S. has been taking steps outside the United Nations. The U.S. government is working with Turkey right now on detailed plans to try to support the Syrian opposition. One of the largest fires in recent memory in London eclipsed the closing ceremonies for some 200 firefighters. Blaze broke out in the early afternoon on Sunday in East London, engulfed a local recycling center. No reports of any casualties. The prevailing winds blew the smoke away from the closing ceremonies for the London Olympic Games. A police officer has been killed in northwest Nigeria during an attack on a church. Officer reportedly had been contracted to protect the church. Sound of gunfire outside the church actually alerted the worshippers, who subsequently closed the gates to protect themselves. Attacks on Christian churches in northern Nigeria are becoming more frequent. The radical Islamic group Boko Haram has been responsible for most of the attacks. At least 10 people are dead and close to another 100 injured after a massive road accident in Brazil. The crash took place overnight on Saturday after 2 buses collided. A van, a car, and then a motorcycle plowed into the debris of the first accident. 6 of the injured are in hospital in serious condition. New analysis from the Bank of Communications is suggesting this country's trade surplus is going to narrow through this month through a slowdown in export growth. Bank's Financial Research Center says the overall slowdown of the global economy is the main reason for the slowdown. At the same time, the Bank of Communications not expecting a sharp drop in exports. Chinese export growth rose by 1% in July. That represents a 6-month low. Export growth in June was up by 11%. Ministry of Finance is poised to issue 22 billion yuan worth of local government bonds later on this week. Ministry is going to issue the 5-year bonds on behalf of the cities of Tianjin and Xiamen, as well as the provinces of Jiangxi, Shandong, Henan, and Hunan. It'll be taking place on Friday. Bonds will become tradable a week after they are issued. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.